New Frontiers, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. The U.S. Postal Service is doing some things new in announcing next year's stamp program. It's doing it months earlier than usual. It's unveiling one stamp at a time, and it's using social media and the internet to reveal the stamps.
I wouldn't characterize myself as a big user of social media, but I did have Twitter and Facebook accounts myself before we decided to do this.
Stamps Chief Steve Carney says he got the idea during a meeting this summer.
What's the big secret? Why do we keep them secret? The program's been approved by the Postmaster General. We're planning for next year. Why don't we tell as many people as we can about it now rather than waiting till maybe December to tell them, which is the way we've done it in the past?
Not everyone in the Postal Service was supportive of using social media.
Some people have told me, hey, we have an older audience. You can't try to make stamps seem cool or modern or things like that. My reaction to that is, look, I'm one of those older people now myself. I'm getting on in years. I've got kids in their 20s, and I still want them to think stamps are cool.
Already, the new system is bearing fruit.
We got a call from the Cherry Blossom Centennial Committee in Washington that they are so excited, and they want us to include that.
They've also heard from several heart health groups. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to see the new stamps, visit virtualstampclub.com.